This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk, and yeah, my name is Mark Shuttleworth, and this morning we're joined on the phone with Steve Hoyt, the CEO of Seneca Waterways Council and the Scouts. Hello, Steve, how are you?
Oh, great. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Always our pleasure. It's been so long since we've spoken. So much has happened. Tell us, how are things with the Scouts, Boy Scouts of America?
You know, we're just bouncing off of summer camp, and what a phenomenal season. You know, so many people just wanting to get outdoors. And we were looking at what record attendance for us, you know, that matched or exceeded 2019 camp attendance. And just a great experience for families to get back outdoors, do activities and programs. You know, and a lot of our groups struggled in COVID, right? How do you run a scouting program in a virtual environment? Older kids programs did pretty well, but the younger kid programs a little harder to do. But we're really excited to see all those kids. And we had about 3,000, 3,500 kids out camping this summer.
That's amazing. Now, we refer to it as Seneca Waterways Council. What is the geographic region that you guys cover?
Yeah, so we have a 5-county area. So we have Monroe, Wayne, Seneca, Yates, and Ontario counties. So pretty much Rochester and the Finger Lakes region.
Okay. And for folks who don't know, the scouting is broken down into several different programs. We heard you mention a few minutes ago. Tell us the age ranges, what they're called.
Yeah. So under the umbrella of, you know, Boy Scouts of America or even the Seneca Waterways Council, there's really 4 programs that we serve. The first is kindergarten. It's a co-ed program, but not a co-ed experience. It serves boys and girls from kindergarten through about halfway through fifth grade. It's the kids you'd see in blue uniforms and parades. It's really a family-focused program, learning about citizenship and community service and life skills. A great program to do with your son or daughter. Kids work in smaller groups called dens. They'll usually have weekly meetings in those smaller groups. Those are either all-boy or all-girl groups. And then once a month, they'll have a kind of a pack meeting where all the kids for a certain community would get together, and they'll give out awards and recognitions. They have major events like Pinewood Derby car races, things like that they do as a pack level. That Cub Scouting program is really where most kids join scouting the first time is coming in. And obviously kindergarten and first grade is where we get most of kids. So kids can join at any age and at any time of year. Scouts BSA comes after that, kind of the first program that started Boy Scouts America. That is also now for boys and girls, but it's not a co-ed program. There are boy troops and girl troops. Within the council, we just started girls in that program just at the beginning of COVID. I think we're up to 24 girl troops now in the area. Fifth grade, 11 years of age, is the start of that program right through 18. Age 18 is the end of it when you turn 18. Eagle Scout, obviously, is kind of the end experience for that scouting program. And we get young men and young women to that threshold already, which is great. We get about 180 kids, I think, rough number last year got to that mark for us here locally. And then Venturing and Exploring are the 2 older programs we do. They are co-ed programs for high school students. Most of the kids in those 2 programs are never in scouting, in Cub Scouts or Scouts. Venturing is really an outdoor high adventure experience. Kids that like to do, you know, backpacking or scuba diving or shooting sports. They're very theme generated. Exploring is much more career developed. So if you think of police cadets or fire cadets, they're exploring programs. Pre-COVID, I think we were running like 80, 84 exploring programs around the area, all different career fields from law enforcement to firefighting, but also law or legal law, veterinary science, photography, engineering, a lot of different career fields there.
Wow. So when kids get into the scouting program, whatever year it is, Do kids hop in and hop out of the program? Do you see them stay straight through? I'm guessing it's probably a mix of that.
Yeah, it is a mix. I mean, for the most part, Cub Scouting, kids will get into it and they'll stay through Cub Scouts, and then they kind of move up to the Scouts program. Venturing, probably most of our kids now for the Venturing program, that high adventure, are really kids that are in scouting. And about age 14, they're kind of double dipping. They're doing both programs at the same time. Explorers really depends on the group, and the exploring program is really, because it's really a career focus, really teaching kids, you know, what do I want to do in high school to make this a career that I'm really interested in. Some groups are every year, you can do it every year through the exploring program, and others have just so many kids that want that career field, especially in the medical careers, they just do a 1-year program. And you can come back and repeat it if you want, but they'll have, you know, for 1 year, you can come through and do this kind of intense shadowing experience program at a hospital and learn about the different careers that are in that field. As staff and resources kind of allow, some of those programs are expanding to multiple-year programs. But we do get a lot more one-year experience in the exploring side just because it takes a lot of staff to help do that.
Sure. What an amazing opportunity that is. Now, we're speaking with Steve Hoyt, the CEO of Seneca Waterways Council, Boy Scouts of America here in our Rochester and Finger Lakes region. There's a lot vying for people's time these days, you know, whether we're adults, but especially kids, a lot of different activities. Why is scouting, first of all, why is it unique from other programs, and why is it important? Why do people need to, why should people consider putting a priority on a scouting program when it comes to dividing up their kids' time?
Yeah, so as you look at from a childhood development perspective, you know, what with scouting, and there's other programs like it, are really in that bucket they're called career development or some character development programs, and things that really help youth become a better person in our community. And I think when we look at different studies that have happened at Tufts University and other places about the impact on childhood development and, you know, putting your kids in sports and character development programs, and families who really engage to put their kids into both seem to have, you know, get, you know, young men and young women who are just better rounded, better students, better career paths, better engagement in their community, and just a better all-around adult when they, you know, hit of age in our community. And so I think one of the things we talk about is, you know, really each of our programs has a different focus. You know, Cub Scouting is life skills and, you know, family and community, where, you know, the Scouts BSA program is really about leadership development and life skills as well, but it's really leadership development. Where Venturing is much more about leadership and, you know, just fun. Exploring is career development. They each have their unique focus, but they're all really working to help develop a young man or a young lady into a better citizen in our community and learning hopefully to give back to that and being the best person they could be.
Are there fees involved? Is there a cost involved in joining Scouts?
Yeah, so every program will be different as far as what they charge a little bit. On average, I'd say the annual fee for a kid to be in the program is about $78. There's a new member joining fee if they've never been a member before, another $25. But those are prorated, and a lot of groups will do fundraising. So you may find a group who's signing up in September that follows a calendar year registration cycle may only be charging registration for 4 months. They are off doing the fundraisers to raise money, and they're underwriting the fees for everybody. So some groups are relatively inexpensive because, you know, they're kind of raising money to offset dues, and then other groups a little bit more. It depends on the community, and also a little bit depends on their activities, because like some groups try to incorporate a lot of the activities and programs they do in their fees. Others you kind of pay as you go, a la carte. But on average, I tell a family, you know, for, you know, $100 or so a year, you can get in and have this great program for your kids. And comparatively, what we end up having to pay for other programs for our children, it's a very affordable experience.
Mm. So we're speaking with Steve Hoyt, the CEO of Seneca Waterways Council, Boy Scouts of America here in the greater Rochester and Finger Lakes region, and probably a little bit beyond that. You mentioned about some fundraising. You guys are very creative in the way that in some of your fundraising. We've got something that's coming up the end of the week, right? The end of this week?
Yeah, so 21 Stories for Scouts. Just an absolutely incredible event. And as you know, you participated in that.
Yeah.
We did it about, I think this is our 12th year doing that,
man.
Which is, we were going to do it one time and one time only. And it's just, we've had so much fun doing it. It keeps every year coming back. You know, units raise money, kids pay dues to help run their local program. And collectively, we've got, you know, roughly what, 400 scout units that make up our council. None of the dues money stays locally. That all goes off to help support a national organization or other resources. And locally, we raise money to help provide camps and programs for our kids, provide insurance and resources that they need. So we've created fundraisers as well to help underwrite the resources to have a lot of good programs. And so 21 Stories for Scouts really became this event to help raise money for kids who couldn't afford to be in scouting, help support our kids in our inner city and our rural communities, provide camperships. What it really does is it gives individuals to be a kid again, and what I absolutely love about it. And we do, it's in a rappelling event where we give individuals the opportunity to rappel down the outside of one of the Rochester's buildings. We started at First Federal Plaza. We moved over to Kodak, and we're there again this Friday at Kodak, where individuals can raise money. $1,200 is what we ask them to raise. They get pledges and sponsors and have the opportunity to rappel down the outside of a building. And as I said, it's, you know, the adrenaline rush we get, 309 feet, that's a pretty sizable rappel.
Yeah.
But that adrenaline isn't much different than that 12-year-old kid at summer camp rappelling down the outside of a 30-foot climbing wall. So it's as I tell people, you get a chance to be a 12-year-old kid again. It's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. It really does have that feeling. It is something so unique, that sensation. So I know we're approaching it this year, so maybe – but you, like you say, you guys do it every year. So if you miss out this year, pretty certain it'll be coming back in 2022. So
yeah, and that website is 21storiesforscouts.org. That's a numerical 21. If you go to 21storiesforscouts.org, you can see if you can get in to participate. You know, it's usually, last I checked, we still had openings coming in. We usually always end up having one or two spots available, even going to the event. So there's still possibly room. And the, but at the same time, there are people who are raising their money. You know, they haven't quite got the threshold yet and say, hey, I'll happily, you know, chip in $50 or $100 to help support somebody so they can raise money for inner city kid to have scouting. And that'll help get them over their goals so they can go and have that rebellion experience. Yeah. So there's always people looking for sponsors to help kids as well as individual rebellion spots.
And what's the website again they can go to do that?
Yeah, that's 21storiesforscouts.org. Numerical 21.
All right. And you guys selling popcorn and nuts, is that what I hear?
Yeah, absolutely. So we talk about fundraising this more for the unit level. What do the kids do? You know, a lot of kids, you know, we got to make unit operations go, and if we can do that for our individual units, they know they can subsidize those dues and have some free events for kids to participate on collectively. And it's funny, we compare pre-COVID, but you know, pre-COVID, we're bringing in somewhere around $1.2 million worth of peanuts and popcorn a year in our annual sale. Even last year, I was amazed that we're still selling like $800,000 worth of product in COVID for our scout groups, which is absolutely amazing. Whole bunch of varieties through the month of September and October, you'll see scouts who are going door to door. They're out in front of different stores selling product, helping raise money for their program. 70% of what the kids raise stays with scouting, which is absolutely wonderful for us. And we've got some great partners with Whitley Peanut Company as well as Camp Master Popcorn who are making those available for us.
So the fundraising goes more on the individual level as far as the peanut and the nut and the popcorn sales go. But the actual process itself of having these kids perhaps go door to door or speaking with, you know, adults about this, there's benefits even in that.
Yeah. And we talked earlier about character development. What are we teaching kids? And this is really about earning your way and teaching kids, you know. It's so easy for us as a parent to say, what does it cost to put my kid in a program? $100, I'll write a check. You know, you want kids to sort of feel like they've earned it. And how do we instill a work ethic in kids? And so for us, you know, the popcorn and peanut sale has really been an opportunity to do that, to really instill that work ethic in kids. And so kids will go out and we offer some great prizes too. Hopefully they have a good time. Some of the older kids and scouts will work on different merit badges, you know, salesmanship and other things, you know, public speaking as part of that. But with that, they'll go out and do those programs, raise some money, hopefully pay for summer camp or other programs they want to do during the course of the year so that they don't have to just write a check to participate.
So when let's go back to, we got Cub Scouts, Scouts, you know, Boy Scouts America, those kind of things. What's the time commitment for the kid, for the family when they sign up and they join the program?
Yeah, so most groups, scout groups, even Cub Scout groups, they'll meet, you know, in small program groups once a week. And then they'll do usually once a month, they'll have activities to participate in. And it's really a la carte. You get to really pick and choose what can we go to. So one of the nice things, you know, for my kids, but even when I was growing up, you know, I was playing three season sports. So I'm doing, you know, soccer, basketball, baseball, and I'm doing scouts in between. And so with that, for a lot of families, you'll see kids who come in now, they're, you know, they play. Now it's much more about travel teams and you stick to a sport versus three season. But with that, you'll see kids, you know, they're playing baseball, spring ball, fall ball. They're doing scouts in between. And that's the great part of scouting is that you can squeeze that into your schedule as your time allows. And it's always there year round.
And there's a lot of, you know, look, even in one town, whatever town or community you live in, chances are there's a number of different scouting, what would you call them, programs,
units
set up within that community. You have no idea they're going on. But they're going on. So you even have a choice, most likely, within your town or local community.
Yeah, virtually every elementary school in our area has a Cub Scout pack tied to it. That there's recruiting kids and families that kind of collectively are organizing Cub Scouts, and those obviously ripple up to scout troops. You know, with that, I think collectively, you know, Cub Scouting, Scouts, is about 300 programs right there in that five-county area. And so but a lot of families, especially in the larger communities, you get a lot of variety and choices. Cub Scouting very similar from pack to pack to pack. Scout groups take on a really big variety of what they do. Some are much more outdoor high adventure than others. And so with that, you can shop around a little bit and find a program that you really like. You know, ones that are doing, you know, much more backpacking, high peaks versus others, much more fishing, different activities, canoeing, et cetera. And you can find ones at different nights of the week. So if you're in a larger community, let's say like Webster or Penfield or Henrietta, you know, you can find, you may have 5, 6, 8 different groups in your town and say, okay, which one from a schedule perspective is better for our family?
Mm-hmm. That's so wonderful to have so many options like that. And for the program to be so flexible that it can work around other commitments that, that kids may already have or being looking forward to, but they can still be involved in scouting to a degree, which is outstanding. Somebody wants, they're listening this morning, Steve, and they say, well, okay, I would like to find out more information about this. Where do they go? Who do they call? How does all that work?
Yeah, so if the easiest way to find out information about groups in your community is go to, there's a website, which is beascout.org, beascout.org. And you can go there, you'll type in your zip code. It works for anywhere in the country. And then it'll pop up with scout groups in your community. So even if you're obviously in our market and you're listening to the broadcast and you say, hey, my grandkids live in Virginia, you can still do that, punch in their zip code, and it'll show scout groups in their community on what's closest to them. So it starts to give you a variety of what the different options are. And there are still groups that aren't even on the website, but that's a huge percentage of them. But if you're local, too, and you don't want to use the website, you just want to call, you can absolutely call our office, which is 585-244-4210, which is the main headquarters office for the Seneca Waterways Council. You give us a call at that number, and we'll introduce you to the executive that oversees scout programs for your community, and they'll find a unit that matches your time and interests.
You should look into this. You got kids or grandkids, look into scouting. You know, maybe you think you knew what it was, maybe something you heard today that that Steve said piqued your interest. I didn't realize that, or I hadn't thought about it that way or looked at it that way. I didn't know it was so flexible. I didn't know there were so many opportunities even within my community. Pick up the phone, call 244-4210 to call the office, or go to the website, beascout.org. And like Steve said, if your family's out of town, you can do a little bit of the groundwork for them. Send them information. Send them to that website and suggest that they, you know, get involved or look into to joining Boy Scouts of America, because it's an outstanding organization that, you know, teaches great skills and you know, creates well-rounded kids and well-rounded adults, which I think is what the world needs more of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. There you go. It's beascout.org, or the phone number again, 244-4210. That's area code 585-244-4210. Steve Hoyt, the CEO of Seneca Waterways Council, Boy Scouts of America. Always good to chat with you, Steve. Thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.